Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Tonight,
oh, yeah.
Don't let go.
Oh, no.
Sexy Brown, touch me, tease me, throw back inside the Friday Night Cypher. What's cracking, everybody? Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight. We have a very special guest, Miss Tiana Smalls from MTV's Girl, Get Your Mind Right, hanging out with us. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up. It's the Madam CeeLo Boston. What's poppin'?
Good afternoon in the morning time. I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Hey, baby Boston, what's up?
Here. We're doing great. All the way live from itty bitty Plant City, giving up hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I am chocolate caliente for all of my Latino gente this evening. How is everybody? You like that?
We're doing well. Hey, big up to my godson hanging out in the booth with me tonight, wanting to get his shout out on, so y'all make my hear him periodically throughout the night.
Hey, boo.
They are hanging out with me tonight. Let's jump to it. You all know her from VH1's What Chili Wants. She hopped on the scene real confident, real jazzy with it. Brooklyn style all day long. She loves her curves. We love her curves. Give it up, Miss Tiana Smalls. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
Hey, baby. How
hey,
you
doing?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What's
good with you, baby?
Everything, you know, just always out here hustling and doing what I got to do.
Hey, we see. We appreciate you for stopping past tonight, but we see you doing your ting-ting.
I'm trying. You know, it's hard for a black woman in this business if you're not a whore. So, yeah, it's very hard.
Oh, my God.
Say it again, Tiana. Say it again.
Keep it 100 now.
I always keep it 100.
Say it again. Oh, we know she will.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'm saying it's you know, it's hard to do your thing when you're not a whore. You just, you know, focus on your business and stuff. It's hard.
Yes.
Hey, I want to quote you. I was reading something that I just like. I was like, man, if every woman could walk around with this type of confidence, the world would be a better place. Here's a quote from you. My motto is, whether you are skinny or fat, if you are beautiful or you got confidence, you are going to pull any guy walking down the block. Trust me, I haven't had any lonely nights.
Well, my motto is, whether you're skinny or fat, a bad bitch is a bad bitch, and that is that. And I've had a man, because I was, like, in a training bra. I always had men. First of all, I grew up very underweight. So that's the number one. People don't know that about me. So I never want to be skinny again. I had that stage where I used to cry and ask God, Lord, please give me some breasts. Give me some booty, but mainly breasts. And God said, here, my child. Boom, boom, boom. And now I'm good. I'm like, all right, God, I'm good. Like, on TV, I look much bigger than what I really am, but really I'm just 5'2", and I have a lot of body. Big butt, big chest, and a little gut. So, hey, it works for me. I love it. It works for me.
But
there's girls that got six-packs. There's girls that got six-packs, size D breasts, and they just don't got no swag or they don't got no confidence. And, you know, you have to have your confidence up. You have to love yourself before you can even think about a man loving you.
Right about that.
And not to mention, they paid for half of that booty and breast and still don't have confidence.
Yeah, they paying in these streets. The whole business got plastic. Everybody's plastic, really. You know, so when they see somebody real, it's kind of scary to them. They're like, all right, is she down with us or is she an outsider? So that's why you don't really see me in the in crowds. I just get the money and keep it moving.
Oh, no, that's right.
That's what you're supposed to do. So let me ask this question because – go ahead, T, go ahead.
Tiana, I just wanted to know, how did you get into the business of providing advice? I mean,
let me say, I've been doing this way before anybody that y'all may know, like Steve Harvey, Tyrese, that they new to this. I've been in this game since 07, writing about just my own experiences. Like, I got out of a long-term relationship, and I was like a young girl dating, and I was like, and this is after 9/11, so the money went down, everything, the coochie stock went down in 2001, everything went down. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to write a book about love, relationships, and stuff like that, but it wasn't like a televised book. It was just sharing my experiences. And then some good old white man came across it, and they said, oh, let me ask you some advice. And I'm like, all right. And I gave them my straight from the hood 22-year-old advice. I was 22 years old at the time. I gave my advice. They offered me an advice column job, and I've learned that you got to take a brick and build on it. So I built on it. I was like, all right. Next thing you know, producers was calling me from all channels, like, oh, we want to see how you do on TV. I didn't want to do, you know, what Shirley wants, because I didn't know what it was at first. At first, they just told me a celebrity needed help. And I'm like, well, they know me. I ain't care about any celebrity. Like, I worked with Floyd Mayweather. Me and him was going at it. Like, I don't care. I have no fear. So when they called me for the show, I took it. I didn't have no money. So I said, hey, might as well take this. And after that, everything just popped off for me. So I started giving advice because people saw that I was real, that I was sharing my own experience. And I think that's a part of giving good advice, when you share your own experience. You have so many people out here that's trying to give advice, and they won't even disclose their own sexuality. So I don't agree with that.
Wow. Okay, now that's real. Let me ask you this. In speaking to some of my friends and sharing my excitement about you coming on the show,
okay,
one of them posed a question to me in the way of what qualifies you to give the advice that you have. The way that she posed the question was, does she have a man? You know, well, how's she going to give me advice if she don't have no man? And
I've always had a man. That's what I'm going to go back to that. From 15 to 21, I had a man. From 23 to 27, I have a man. Now I have a man. So I always had men. So that, number one, don't make you qualify to give any advice. I'm having a man.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, I'm like a rapper. What qualifies any rapper to be a rapper? They just got a skill and they make money off of it. It's not a test to get in to say, are you a good rapper or not? So first of all, I'm a God-given advice person, period. And I'm going back to school to be a therapist for bitches like that. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because with black women, it's always what qualifies her. What you need to know is that I give great advice. And I'm so great at it that the white men at MTV cut me a check to give advice. So that show you right there, I know what I'm doing. That's number one. Number two, I am going back to school. I have college credits, of course, under my belt, but now I'm going back because I'm taking this relationship stuff, advice, and self-love thing seriously. So now I'm not going to be able to be 60 years old on TV trying to give advice. I'm not doing that. You know, it's time for elevation now. So that's why I'm becoming a therapist. So you can tell that. Always had a man. I mean, you know, we always have penis. That's nothing new. But that's the problem with black women, though. They will say, what make me qualify? But then they'll listen to somebody like Tyrese that don't have a relationship. They never question a black man's qualification to give advice. But when it's a black woman and the fact that you're smarter than them, they don't like that. So they got to be like, what's her qualification? So to answer your question, I am going back to school to be a therapist so that we can make it official for chicks like her. And I do have a man, and I always had a man my whole life.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
now,
that was bad.
I hadn't done my full amount of research on you at that time when she posed the question to me, so
correct.
I myself also didn't know that MTV's Girl Get Your Mind Right is basically a spinoff of a book that was twice released.
Exactly, that I wrote at 22 years old.
Right, once in 2007 and once in 2010. You
yeah.
also had stints at Radar Online, working there, Gawker.
I was on the white side
on
of the
Blog
business
Talk
for
Radio.
A long time.
Right,
mm-hmm.
So you do have experience in, you know, giving that type of advice. So again,
but my advice
I
is so good that people
want to
know where I got my advice from. What they don't understand is that my mother and father have been married 30 years in March.
Wow.
So I learned the game from a young age. My father told us about sex at 8 years old, like about boys, sex, everything at 8 years old. So this has been implanted in me since I was 8 years old about the love game.
Right.
It's just now I love it. So I'm good at it. And nobody does it better than me. I can say that.
Wow.
Nobody gives better advice than me.
I love your confidence. And you just
it's true,
said
though.
That
it's not confidence.
Word.
It's true.
You just said one word that I want to come back and drill down on inside this cipher. You said this love game. I don't think we even know anything about love versus the love game in 2013. But when we come back, we're going to drill down.
Well, ladies, if you're listening.
MTV's Tiana Smalls hanging out with us. 917-889-3926. Yo, if you need an answer to a question dealing with relationships.
And you want
love,
the truth.
Yo, and want the truth. Hey, this is your opportunity. Hey, get it directly from that chick, Miss Tiana Small. Hey, we'll be right back. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher, Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, That Dude, TM, and Miss Tiana Smalls. We'll be right back.
Love her. Love her.
See him high and live.
Radio Live, and that was Ray Lavender with We Love, and I am Madam CeeLo Boston. It's 9:19 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:19 p.m. on the West Coast, and of course, the people in the middle, figure it out. But tonight, we have the lovely Tiana Smalls from Girl Get Your Mind Right, hanging out with us tonight, and thank you again. And we also have, you know, the general, Mr. Hyman, and we got hot chocolate. Yeah, yeah. So look, Tiana, now what advice, is there a particular, like I know you do relationships, but like, is there like one problem that you see like that's the same with everybody?
Yep. And the problem is, number one, when they get a man, they just lose their whole mind, okay? That means
right.
They don't have no more hobbies. They don't like their friends anymore. They don't hang out with their family no more. Everything is about their penis, their penis, their penis. And
right.
It's not going to take them nowhere.
Right. Good deal. Okay, so how about this? I need some advice, Tiana. All
okay.
Right.
Before I give you advice, would you like the real or would you like the fluff? If you like the fluff, I'm not the girl to ask.
Oh, no. Nah. Well, I know you don't know me. So I, yeah, no, I don't want the fluff.
Okay, great. Okay, that's my new disclaimer, because bees be getting mad when they ask for advice. So I told them, here's some advice. Stop asking. Well, go ahead. I'm ready.
Right.
Okay, so say, all right, new relationship.
Okay, I'm in a new relationship, so I can answer that. Go ahead.
Okay, so, no, I want to say, like, when you, like the start of a new relationship, like, what's the first thing we as women should do?
Don't sweat them. Because in the beginning, it's that honeymoon stage. You're just so loving them. You're so, like, it's new. It's like a fresh, you know, pair of shoes that you didn't wear yet in front of your jealous girlfriends. You just want to show it off and be all under it. But you can't do that. You gotta give them space in the beginning. You know, let them call you more than you're calling them. Mm-hmm. You know, let them go out with their friends, because a lot of women, we become possessive, like, you're mine, this is my penis, like,
right.
You know, let them go out with their friends, you still go out with your friends, still have a life, don't always answer the phone, even if you're right there waiting for him to call,
right.
You know, you got to play the game sometimes, it's sad, but that's just the way it goes.
And that's what I think TM was touching on earlier, that love game.
It really is a game, and you'll be winning if you read my books and buy my new audio book, Men Love Abuse, August 27th. Thank you.
I'll say this, I know these women chopping it up, right? But what you just said, I think, is almost prolific, because it is a game. I hate using that word, right? But it's real. And so women have no clue, really, that our perspective is, you know, if you appear needy, you're going to be treated needy.
Yep. Right. Amen. Hallelujah, Shabbat.
No doubt. And so you do have to sometimes, you know, not be available so much, because we don't like it when we can't get in contact with you. And so you school them on something that I don't think even some women that think they know it all really don't have a clue.
Right. Okay.
I've been schooling these women since 07. They don't listen to me. That's why I'm, like, retiring from the grown women. I think I want to help the kids now. Because these bees, they just don't get it. And I'm not going to keep preaching just to preach. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I try to school them, but they don't listen to me.
You know what? Cause they needed it early on. They needed to hear it while they were teenagers instead of hearing it
12 and 11.
I think I would have to agree with that. Yeah. Because it's hard to teach, you know.
Yeah, keep in mind, though, that it's just perpetuated. Like, it's passed down, you know, from the women before on how to deal with relationships. I mean, like, I've seen myself where, let's see, maybe one family member might be in an abusive relationship, but they got kids, so they stay thinking they're hiding it from the kids, but the kids got their ear up against the wall. So they grow up.
Television, too, showing a lot of dysfunctional relationships, and everybody's acting like it's okay. We may know as an adult that it's entertainment, but to a child that's developing their mind from the 12 and up, they may think that this is the way everyday life goes, especially if they are in a single-parent household. So when people want to talk about they better talk facts, because one thing about me, my sociology game, my psychology game is on point like a pencil. So that's why I told them, when it's time to talk educatedly and we want to talk about the nature versus the nurture factor and how it affects relationships, I could talk about that too. Then I could take my weave out and get gritty and talk the other shit too.
Right.
That's how I get down.
Right.
Weave
out. I
so that's why they
got to
do their research on my education level first.
Yeah.
Well, Kiana, we got folks who are standing by, already got questions for you. So let's get to it. Area code 661, last four digits 0379. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're live with Tiana Smalls.
Oh, it's Miles Woods from California.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hello, Tiana.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. You probably see me on your Instagram and your Twitter. I literally retweet you all the time. I tag you with stuff. You have been my motivation this summer. I just want to tell you thank you. Like, you honestly, I read your tweets, you're working. If you're not sleeping, you're working. And that's what I love about you. Like,
thank you.
You
somebody knows because I'm so underrated. Thank you so much.
You really are. Like, I literally, if you're promoting positivity, you let us know the real deal, holy deal. I'm like, I need that in my life. And it's
thank
crazy because I see you on Twitter and Instagram. I'm like, this is my girl. Like, I'll be reading Tiana shit. Like, we talk on a daily basis. It's
exactly.
Crazy.
And I give advice on a daily basis. That's what I'm trying to explain, that you, after a while, you get tired and you can work with these kids and help them, you know?
honestly, I hear what you're saying because I'm a psychology major right now. Once you said psychology, sociology, up on human sexuality, child development.
That's right, human sexuality. Yes, honey. Sociology of sexuality too. Yeah.
Right.
All
right. Right. And I'm like, you talk about these grown women, they don't listen. Like, I'm gay, so you know, I have a bunch of lady friends, and they can have the meanest dude in the world put their hands on them. I've witnessed it. Put their hands on them, beat them, treat them like they should. No, don't keep them around. They'll drop their girlfriends in 2.5, but they'll keep a man around who don't.
That's right, and that's the problem. And that's the problem.
Yeah, and they'll drop their friends for that. I mean, they'll drop their friends for the man.
They'll drop their children for a man. You got people that rape their kids, and they stay with the man and tell a girl that you must have seduced him. We are living in a sick, sadistic, unholy world right now.
Yeah.
And all people can relate to is negativity and hate. Why do you think these reality shows with all this fuckery is so big? Because that's what they can relate to.
Yeah, because they can relate to, right, the violence and what have you that,
right.
Again.
If I was more ratchet, I'd be way more popular if I was more ratchet. Trust me.
Right, oh, yeah.
Well, but we can relate, though. I mean, we can relate. Like, even this program. You know, I mean, on this program, we promote positive people like yourself, people who are making it happen. You know, I mean, we're not about a lot of foolery on this program. But I can guarantee you that if we were, you know, dramatic, if we were promoted negativity, if you heard a bunch of cursing all the time, we would be probably way more popular than we are. You know, we're still 60,000 plus strong as far as listens, but it's the world we live in. Nobody really wants to hear anything of substance. You got to be a Stevie J, you know, you got to be a Jocelyn, you know, in order to really.
That's why you always ask me my qualifications because I'm so good at what I do. They want to know what qualifies her. Why just can't be damn? She got a God given talent and like she's really trying to help women. Because my whole movement is for women. You know how many offers I get to give guys advice? I'm like, nah. I'm going to stick with my demographic, which is women. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to continue to do what I do because ratchet will only win temporarily. 20 years from now, we all going to still be here because positivity will always win for the long haul.
Right. Pretty much. Well, you know,
tell us how we can follow you. For those who don't know how to follow you right now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, let us know.
Well, I love all my supporters. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Tiana Smalls. T as in Tom, I-O-N-N-A Smalls. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I talk back to my lovies. That's what I call my supporters. And if you want to read more about my love-ish, you can go on thediaryoftianasmalls.com. I go in, like about any topic about love, I go in. Like I told you, I'm really good at this, so I go in now.
Good deal.
When we come back, I want to talk about some of your other endeavors because you're not only a relationship expert, you dibble and dabble in fashion and accessories and for the ladies who love that.
And all different types of things.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we want to cover that too.
All right, thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back. Here's
Watch till I'm half dead and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
A little reverb,
a daughter who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me.
Let's do this for these babies, Mercedes, trucks and fucks, the houses on acres, Blakey ballin' on HD, y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off, my flight changed again, flight change when. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby needs pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't judge me. Only hugged the block as though my daddy didn't love me. My baby getting chubby. Cue that Stevie Wonder music. Oh, isn't she lovely? Now I'm staring at her, praying that things don't get ugly. And I'm stuck in that old cycle like wife, please hug me. Fuck joint custody. I need a joint right now just to sort of long fucks with me. High on life. I could
this ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Oh.
I dream filthy,
my mom and pops
mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a send off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship shit is complicated. All I know is we ain't speaking every day. I fucking hate it, and I don't wanna duplicate it. I done seen my mom and pops, I be jumping motherfuckers crazy, and I got that nigga blood in me. I got his ego in his temper, all that's missing is the drugs and they high on life. I could die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor. Apologies in order, Blue Ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me, sort of like Daddy Dearest. Treat a mother, I don't wanna have to just repeat another. Leave another baby with no daddy, want no mama drama. I just wanna take her back to a time when everything was calmer. Out in Paris, on the terrace, watching the Eiffel Tower and the Ferris wheel. Yet it's still nothing could compare us. For the beauty that you be, Blue B. Looking in your eyes is like a mirror, have to face my fears. Cheer up, why can't you just be happy without these back and forth thoughts? You too much like your daddy. Sadly, I just wanted to spend more time with him. Sadly, life wouldn't let me get around with him. Now I got my own daughter, taught her how to take her first step. Cut the cord, watch her take her first breath. And I'm trying and I'm lying if I said I wasn't scared. But in life or death, if I ain't here. Apologies in order, Blue Ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Darius.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:32 p.m. here on the East Coast. 6:33, the time just changed on me on the West Coast, and my exotic location for the night is Amsterdam, where it is 3:36 in the morning. Joining us on TM Hyman Radio Live tonight is Tiana Smalls, relationship expert extraordinaire. Her hand is in a little bit of everything and has been for years. People, don't get it twisted. Let's keep that real. The General right. T.M. Hyman is also with us. And Madam CeeLo Boston, we love her. She's back. Glad she's here. And, Tiana, I want to ask a question first before we get to the fashion thing. Now, you mentioned that you really didn't want to do what Chili wants. You were kind of, you know, in a certain circumstance, so that's why you took it, or a certain situation. Now,
I had to be smart, right, the way the checks were coming out, TV checks.
Of course. Now, if that, you know, big check came along for the matchmaker kind of roles, because that's kind of what I saw you in with Chili. You were giving her advice, but at the same time, you know, you bringing her these options of these very nice men.
Oh yeah, it was hard to find those guys.
I can't even figure out what her issue was, like her list, and it's
that's
like
a
50
whole nother show
things
of her
long.
Issues, yeah.
And yeah, like okay. So my question really is, what do you look for in your potential clients, or what would make?
Well, first of all, I'm not a matchmaker, and that's how it came off. But it's not okay. I hook people up, but I do it for fun. I don't pay. I don't charge people to hook them up. I do hook people up, but that just was a hobby of mine.
You wouldn't take a job as a matchmaker if the check was
no, right. I would not take a job as a matchmaker. Everybody wants to. I would be a millionaire if I became a matchmaker. I just don't enjoy doing it. It's like the weirdest thing to me. Like, just like this is my last dating show. I don't want to do anything like dating show related anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So you got the exclusive. That was my last dating show. I don't want to do
wow.
it.
Wow. Okay.
So you got exclusive. Yeah.
Heard
I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not doing no matchmaking, no dating show type of thing. If it's anything, it'll be me in a talk show format or a game show dating format. But never. That's a lot of work. See, what people don't understand is that those shows are a lot of work, and you get great pay, but it's not worth the work. It's too much work, and it's just. Like I said, you helping women that's already got their mind set up about what they want to do. And I know everybody loves to see me in that setting, but it's time to graduate to the next level, especially now that I'm becoming a therapist. It's time to graduate. That I want to interview, like, you know, people that killed their man and stuff. Like, I want to take this love thing now to another level, intimate partner violence and stuff like that. That's what I'm studying now.
Mm. Now,
so,
the therapist,
I just don't
want to
be subject
like
to that. That dating show girl, because then it's going to be hard for me to leave that when I want to say, hey, Good Morning America, why can't I go on Good Morning America and interview people that killed their man and stuff like that? Or have my own format.
How did the deal actually manifest? I mean, clearly VH1 gave you exposure, but how did that deal manifest at at MTV?
Honestly, it was a work of God because I never wanted to go on MTV. It wasn't my demographic. It's so funny. The reason why I got on TV was because I always wanted to just be a commentator on TV. I never imagined I would have my own show or be on a show with Chili, somebody that I grew up watching on television. So all of this is really God's work. But how it happened was I was off TV for 2 years because TV was getting too ratchet for me, and I was like, oh, no, I'm good. Like, I'll just – you know, focus on my boutiques and my publishing company. A lot of people don't know I have a lot of different businesses. So I'm like, I'll just focus on that. And I got a call, and it was like, you know, they love me in the dating show era, and they think they could get me a show. These producers called me and said they think they could get me a show on MTV. And I was like, MTV? I wanted to go to Oxygen at the time. So I was like, MTV, I don't think it's a good look. But I looked at it as it is going to be a different demographic, but at least I could get my name out there to even more people. So I also looked at MTV as another stepping stone to where I was trying to go, because I'm trying to get into the talk show, you know, like, you know, I want to be like the next Oprah, because, I mean, I hear a lot of people say that, but they don't have the potential to be the next Oprah like I have, because I relate to the people. I turned down a celebrity talk show. I don't like none of those celebrity talk shows. I'm not interviewing a celebrity about the same song. They got interviewed 10 other places. I want the real. I want the grit. I want to hit people, you know, where it hurts and get the real out of them. You understand what I'm saying? So I take this game much more seriously than somebody else. They might just think wherever the check is at, take it, but you can't do that all the time.
Right.
I just heard you say boutique.
Yeah, I owned a boutique in Brooklyn called Lovey's, which I call my supporters Lovey's as well. And it was an accessories boutique, but when I opened it at, the neighborhood was getting like mad crazy, so I had to close it. But now I'm opening up a string of plus-size boutiques all across the world, so we're going to start with our first boutique very soon. So I love the boutique game. I missed it. I've been going for a minute, like about 8 months, and I missed it. I'm like, and not only that, I missed the money as well, too, because it was a great source of multiple streams of income. I like to have multiple streams coming in. That's why I don't have to take every TV job, because what all celebrities should learn is that you should have something else, another stream coming in that you don't have to get on crack when you don't get the next gig that you want. You understand what I'm saying? You don't got to shoot yourself. These are the things that you can do. So I'm opening up a string of plus-size boutiques all across, like, the cities that nobody, you know, even think about. And it's going to be beautiful. And I'm happy. You know, I'm very happy. My publishing company, I'm happy with that. My entertainment company, I'm happy with that. I have a few other things coming out. I just like to make my money work for me.
So tell about the publishing company. What are you looking for as far as authors that you're looking to sign?
Well, we got over 200 people that's trying to get on our publishing company. Some of the books that we published was like books like And That's Just Why Your Ass Is Still Single from J. Stephen Williams. I can always send you guys some books from us. Pretty Boy with the House
Ooh,
in Virginia.
Yeah.
That's a book about, you know, HIV and men love abuse is on my own company, which I made a lot of money on because it was on my own company. Those type of, I like books, only nonfiction books. I don't really go for the fiction market because I feel as an owner, you should only stay into things that you know about. I don't really know the fiction game, and I'm not really interested in the fiction game. I like stories, true, humane stories, hence why I'm trying to get into a more serious TV, because people got some stories out here, and the stories are not coming out. Just like my author, who's 23 years old with HIV, like he wrote the book Pretty Boy with the House in Virginia. You know, when he came to me, he wanted to write an autobiography. I'm like, no, nobody knows you. Nobody cares about autobiography. Write about having this pretty boy with the House of Virginia. He's like, what the hell is that? House of Virginia, HIV. Like, he's somebody I would love to interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's somebody that these kids need to hear about. But we don't hear about that. All we just hear about is everybody just swinging their thing, being King Ding-a-ling. But it's a lot of stuff out here you could get being King Ding-a-ling.
Right.
So how do you feel about the authors that are signing with these major record labels?
You mean authors that sign with these major publishing companies?
Well, so is it, I don't
know. You mean like Cash Money content
of,
and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, with Evelyn and her deal with Cash Money.
Well,
is that
I
what that
see
is
with
really
people,
now?
With people like that that sign with Cash Money. First of all, Cash Money is a very good model because they have a imprint deal from Simon & Schuster. So they're not like us. We spend all our own money. They're not spending their own money. They have an imprint deal. But I personally wouldn't take a deal from Cash Money content. That's just me because I just wouldn't. I know the book game a little bit, but... With them, they have their own hustle going on. With I don't know if anybody in a team like really seen a lot of money, but you see a lot of upfront money. A lot of people sign with a major, period, which Cash Money content is considered like a major, because they're going to get a nice little upfront. Like if you broke and you sell your book and you need the money and you sell your book for, let's say if he's going to give you $50,000 and you ain't going to get really that selling it yourself, you're going to take it. But what people don't understand is that you got to know royalties and you got to know back end. You might not never see a check again signing with any major, not just Cash Money content, HarperCollins, anybody. You might not see another check after you sell that book. So I tell people to know, have a lawyer. You know, you lose a lot of money not having a lawyer than having one. You know what I'm saying? Make connections. If you can't afford one, maybe you might find somebody that want to, like, get a piece of your pie and be like, listen, well, when the publishing company give you $50,000, I'm going to take 10%. Give that 10% up. Because it saves you a lot of problems later on. And a lot of black people, especially, we just sign stuff, don't know what you're signing, and that's a problem.
Yeah, because nobody ever tells them to read anything. And
And everybody just want to go down with stuff for the name, like, oh, I'm signed with Def Jam Books. Okay, who do you know that signed to Def Jam Books? What books are in the stores that's off of Def Jam Books?
Right.
You know, I'm just asking. Like, these are questions I like to ask, questions. Like, know, but... Yeah, so that's why I started my own company. I did it each way. Had a publishing deal, I did it independently, and now I own my own company. And I think if you have a name for yourself, you don't need a publishing company, in my opinion. If you have a name for yourself. If you don't have a name for yourself, go for a publishing company. But if you do have a little name, you ain't got to worry about it. But I tell the truth too much about this game, so that's why I be trying to watch what I say, because I just tell the truth so much.
But that's what we need you to do. We don't need sugarcoating.
That's why I try to tell the truth so people won't get fucked over because, you know, people, you will get, your money will get, money is very funny in this entertainment industry at this point. There's a lot of crap going on because everybody broke, really, you know, so everybody's trying to get in where they fit in.
Exactly.
Right.
That's like I was talking about that earlier, like how about being a woman in the entertainment industry. Because once you can get to a certain point and it seems like it's going to take off, and then here's that one awkward moment of, you know.
That awkward moment, like, go in my pocket and see what you find. Do you find my penis? Like, I mean, everybody wants to fuck you. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be in this business. Everybody's going to have sex with you. But I feel like it's a way that you portray yourself. They'll know to back their ass up. Once you give them that little ah, sometimes you got to get in that eye because people get stupid. It's very hard for a woman because when you're not a hoe, you're a bitch, okay? So you got to be able to take some kind of title. You know what I'm saying? Like me and my partner be always talking about, these girls out here, they're not making no money in this business. They fucking ballers for rush cards. You know what I mean? So they can
Tiana. Wait. Save that because I want you to give our chick some real advice before we leave. It's 9:44 p.m.
Okay.
We're on Radio Live. We're going to take a break right quick, and we're going to come right back with Tiana Smalls to give y'all some sound advice. So go grab your notepads and your pens.
Oh, God.
And let's get it popping.
Fresh like me. All these motherfuckers wanna dress like me. But the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the hella, the coochie killer. Like how you figure, getting bigger, keep it triller. She rolling switches, bought her chickens. I bought my they getting bent up off the liquor. She love my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make act vigorish. At least he'll figure it. I be humping bras like I'm a humping dog. Turn a chick out, have a humping bars.
I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a read along. Ain't a singer sing along, unless you brought those still on. And just, okay, I got it. And just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a know that I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then from my head, then get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long ain't for the long talking, I be.
I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Yeah, this is Finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live in South Valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony of at the same damn time. She eyeing me like it don't exist. Girl, I know you want this dude. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benzes, to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen to what the crystal ball say. Holly, Mary, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra. I love bad, bad, that's my bra. And yeah, I like the f***ing got bra.
If finding somebody real is your problem, bring your girl to the crib, maybe we could solve it. Hey.
Friday Night Cypher, that dude T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It is August 23rd. Summer is almost over, Madam CeeLo Boston, hot chocolate. Save James, yep. I think he might be DJing a party up north, New York, D.C., Delaware, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Thank you, tonight our special guest, Tiana Smalls, who's bringing the pain with the realness tonight, and we appreciate
that's
you,
right.
What has been your most, like, hell no experience when it comes to giving advice?
People that ask you and then they get mad when you tell them the truth. I don't like people like that. That's corny to me.
Right.
Yeah. Don't ask if you don't want the truth. Don't ask me anything. I'm good. I get paid to give advice. I really don't have to give you advice for free anyway.
And you're right. So, since this is your opportunity, listeners, to get free advice from Tiana, I'm going to ask her to give us 5 tips for men and 5 tips for women when you're in a new relationship.
I'm just going to bring it down to 5, period, because it's all around across the board. Number one, love yourself, because you cannot be in love with anybody until you love yourself. Number two, keep your ass a hobby. Go out with the boys, go out with the girls, go see your family on Fridays, Wednesdays, Mondays, anything not to be under your man's ass or your woman's ass all day. Nobody likes that. You know what I mean? Number three, keep God first in your relationship, whether it's new or old, because God will lead you. I don't care if you believe in Allah, the Most High, anybody. Just keep that kind of, you know, spirituality in your relationship. Number four, you got to ride with each other. And ride or die do not mean, oh, he got drugs in the car, I'm going to say his mind so I can take the 2 years. That's not riding or dying. That's just stupid. Riding or dying just means being there for each other, not allowing nobody to, like, you know, disrespect your lady or your man, because a lot of people, they don't ride for each other. That's the problem, you know what I'm saying? And last but not least, you know, once again, keep your own life. Keep your own life, and then you can enjoy each other. That's how I feel. You have to keep your own life. I make sure I keep busy. And love is very easy for me, I think, because I have a life, you know. I have a job. I have a good career. I'm always doing new stuff, and I have a family. I have business partners, and just keep a life. You keep a life, you're going to be good money, seriously.
And, Tiana, I like the fact that you're... I was going to say I like the fact that you're giving real advice and that you're not falling into what's being perpetuated in the media and in our television shows and things like that. I like the positivity. I like that you're encouraging men and women both, you know, first to better themselves, you know, of course, before you try and, you know, get into something else with someone else. But bettering themselves more so than anything. You can't expect for someone to make you better.
No, you can't expect for someone to make you better. And you know you got to be the person you want to find. That's what people got to understand. You want somebody that got a car. You want somebody that got an apartment. You want somebody with all these things. Make sure that you got those things first. You cannot demand for something that you don't got your damn self. That's the problem. We are living in the life of an illusion, and we got to stop.
Word. Word. Yeah. I love
yeah.
you, girl.
She hit the nail right on the head.
Girl.
She did.
Yeah. Just like it's hard for you to get a car, it's hard for his ass to get a car, too. I mean, you know, everybody out here struggling.
Yeah, that's not real. Real, because I think a lot of females, you know, they living in that. Again, we're confused about relationships, because I used to think that it was like 50-50. But I had to actually, as a sociologist myself, I had to understand, going through all of the family classes and all of that. I mean, when you commit to a woman as far as matrimony, you're saying that you are going to take care of that woman. You know,
that's right.
But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we want a bum chick.
But you know what's so funny? If y'all don't want a bum chick, stop giving your penis out to these bum chicks. A lot of guys that's successful, they can't handle a woman that has her own success.
Tell it.
A lot of guys are very intimidated by a woman that has her own, that know who she is. They take it as, oh, you think I work for you? What, my nigga? Like, I think you work for me. Where did that come from?
I'm standing up like I'm in church. Preach, Tiana.
Okay? Or they be jealous because you walking down a block with them and some girl run up to you and be like, oh, excuse me, can you take a picture of me and Tiana? I've been through it. Trust me. That jealousy shit is real. So a lot of men, you might be a strong man that can handle a woman, a power, you know, poom poom, but there's a lot of men that can't handle a power poom poom.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, a lot of powerful women are biatches, but everyone ain't a biatch because they powerful. Don't mean that they're a bitch.
Exactly.
We're not going to, like, put that in the universe.
That's true. That's true.
That's the damn truth.
I mean, where did your sense of self come from? Where did your confidence, were you a 4-year-old confident little girl?
Well, when I was younger, I had the same personality since I was 6 years old. That goes back from coming out of a powerful poom poom. See, our kids learn from us, first of all. My parents are very confident people. Then when I got in junior high school, of course you go through that awkward, I think I'm ugly stage. But after one day, the day before I started high school, I looked in the mirror and I had a little titties, I had a little booty. I said, you know what, I'm the most beautiful thing in the world walking, and that's it. And I believed that ever since that day, the day before ninth grade, I was that chick. And nobody could tell me nothing differently.
I know that.
And if you don't believe it, nobody else.
And that's right. And to this day, I'm with models. I mean, like I said, Beyonce could be in the room. I'm still going to feel like I'm that bitch. Beyonce, they're going to be like, who your daughter from Beyonce? Who that? Okay, Tiana. Okay.
Yes, okay. Get it.
Ain't nobody badder than me. That's how I feel, and that's how every girl's supposed to feel. And when you feel that way, the way you put out, what you put out in the world is what you're going to get back. Even when I have my events, it be all girls. They walking up like they in a club. You be like, what the hell? Because you know what? They see how I carry myself. I carry myself like I'm popping, so they're going to come popping when they come see me.
Right, of course.
Yeah. And I don't mean if you got a gut, who gives a shit? The guys, they lick the gut. They don't care about that shit.
Okay.
Who cares? I'd rather have a gut than have stale breath. I'd rather have a gut than be broke. I'd rather have a gut than be cockeyed. There's a lot of stuff you can have. You know, confidence is really you. You got to be confident.
Yes.
You're right, in any stage, even with the cockeye.
Okay.
Even with the cockeye, right. If I had a cockeye, I would have to make it work for me.
Okay, get some good glasses like Music did. Music, he got some good glasses. He cockeyed.
That's it.
Women,
he just became a sunglass.
But men are different than women. You see how he can, Music can still get some coochie having a cockeye, but a girl might not because of her confidence. You can find the ugliest guy in a room. He could be butt ugly. I'm talking about looking like the bottom of your red bottoms after they got scraped up. And a chick gonna try to holler, but she see his she see his swag. She like, oh, come on, look at all these rappers and stuff. Like I said before, you could be a girl that's licking Rick Ross' stomach. Somebody licking Rick Ross' stomach right now. They don't care about that gut.
Okay.
He getting money. They don't care. So that's how I feel about my gut. Yeah, you know, it gets smaller. I got it much smaller, but it's still there. So, baby, you got to push that to the side then and do what you got to do.
I know.
All right?
Yo, I'm convinced somebody licking that gut over there, too. Somebody licking that gut.
Oh, yeah, they licking it. They love it. He loved that gut. And there was a few of them before him that loved it, too. They love the gut now.
All right.
I've seen the Instagram pictures with them courting and canoodling and kissing and stuff. So yeah,
well,
trust
not
me,
kissing.
No,
I don't show the kissing part because I don't want to make my fans jealous.
No, she doesn't.
I don't show that.
A little smooch on the cheek, just a little smooch on the cheek.
But everybody, I just want you guys to make sure that you know, cop the audio book, August 27th, Men Love Abuse. It's my voice, no operator. And we just going in, you know. And if you listen to me, if you love this interview, you know how I do on my audiobook. I mean, I had to put a parental advisory sticker on my audiobook, so you know that's kind of raw.
Can't wait to hear it. Oh my God!
And you can
God.
Download it on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere. It's going to be really nice.
I'm excited for this project.
We appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight. We
thank
love
you. This was like one of my best interviews. I really like you guys. You guys have like a real sweet spirit. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
We love you here, and you're welcome to come back
anytime.
And I will definitely holler at you on all of the social sites, honey. We can get it in.
Thank you so much. You guys enjoy your night.
You too, baby.
You too, Tiana. Thank you.
Yeah, that was dope.
Tiana Small, yes.
Yeah,
PM Hyman Radio Live. That was fantastic. I really, really enjoy her.
Yes.
Hey. Graced by Miss Tiana Smalls. We are going to take a break and we shall return. We're right back. Right here.
Can the headphones go loud?
Kanye West!
Yeah.
Swag King Kong.
Yeah.
DJ
Khaled. Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. Dinner with Anna Winter. Racing with
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say good night, as a matter of fact. Join us back Monday, 9 p.m., where we have a special guest, Ms. Marta Pearson, author, and she got some tips to help you out. 18, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well.
It is Friday night. Everybody have a great weekend. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the hip-hop informer, the general, TM. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and we miss Dave James tonight. We will see you back on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend.
Young nigga get money anymore. Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. In the whole industry wanna fuck your old shit. Only nigga I got respect for is Wiz. And I'll admit I fell in love with Kim. Around the same time she had fell in love with him. Well that's cool, baby girl, do your thing. Lucky I ain't had Jay dropping from the team. La Familia, Rock Nation, we in the building, but still keep it basement.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live.